The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Jonathan Healy in for Clare on this Friday morning. Patients of addiction services used to be majority male, but rehab facilities are seeing an increase in female clients and as a result, more mothers than ever before. But mothers in addiction face more stigma and barriers to treatment that may keep them and their children in the throes of addiction for longer. News Talk Sarah Madden reports on those who are trying to change that. And a warning before we start, this report talks about drug use and addiction.
This is our group room, and this here is our philosophy. We say that every morning in Morning Focus, and we all stand around in a circle and we put our hands around each other, and it kind of just gets you up and running for the day.
Yeah,
I just find this is where the magic happens.
Yeah, it's a Friday morning at Cool Mind Drug and Alcohol Treatment Centre, Ashley House, and resident Danielle Gann is taking me on a little tour.
We, as clients in here, we run the house.
Oh, okay.
So,
does that mean you're doing the cooking?
Yeah, we do all the cooking.
Okay, who's the best cook?
Me.
Today, she's all smiles. But just a year ago, things for Danielle were very different.
I lost absolutely everything. My family was gone. My family house was gone. I was left on the streets in Liverpool with a suitcase, and only that I got through to a friend of mine, and she told me that she was working in Cool Mind in Ashley House, and my journey started from there.
Danielle is part of a growing cohort of women seeking treatment, and like every other woman here at Ashley House, she's also a mother.
Women come in, their children up to the age of five. Some could have multiple children, so they can come in pregnant, and two or three children under the age of five.
Anita Harrison is the Deputy Head of Services at Cool Mind.
And when the woman comes in here, they're able to get their treatment programme, which is a very structured, intense programme. It is an intense programme, but in the meantime, their child attends our earlier service. So our earlier service is on-site in Ashley House, and every one of those children have their own key person. So they have their own key worker, because a lot of our women have come from very traumatic circumstances. So a lot of the children have also experienced a lot of the life before the woman came in. So the staff are absolute angels. You know, they just, the love, compassion they have for not only children, but the women, and wanting to work with both.
Ashley House offers gender-specific treatment to mothers in addiction and recovery. But other than its sister facility in Limerick, it's the only mother and child residential treatment centre in the country.
We could fill this 10 times over. A huge barrier to women accessing treatment is a choice. Do I choose to put my child into the care system, or do I address my addiction? Unfortunately, what we have is we have thousands and thousands of women all over Ireland that hide their addiction. They hide it from state bodies, they hide it from their neighbours, they hide it from their families, out of massive fear of their child being removed if people were to find out about, you know, maybe how bad their addiction is. So they remain hidden. The really, really unfortunate thing, so does their children remain hidden. It's like a double hidden harm. So for a lot of our women, many of the women, if you spoke to them today, would say, unless Ashley House is here, that they could bring their child, that they would have never put their hand out to seek treatment.
There's only 10 mother and child apartments here, but other barriers keep addicted mothers from seeking treatment.
Shame, guilt, that fear of not being able to be a mother to them was very overwhelming.
Edie started using drugs when she got back together with her children's father in her early 20s.
So I started on heroin, and then I ended up being on methadone. I was also doing coke in between over the years, cocaine. Then I started on crack cocaine. I continued the drug use with him through fear of losing him. We were functioning addicts, both of us was working. We were like that for many, many years. In denial, of course, didn't think the kids knew. I used to do mine in the night time, so that made it okay in my mind. It was like, well, the kids is in bed, so they don't know. But yet, then the next morning I would be in bed all day, especially the weekends, because I wasn't in work. But then also, even when I came home from work, I was straight up to my room. Kids were getting their dinners in the chipper. You know, like, I wish I had went to treatment when my kids was younger. But I thought I was doing more harm by going into treatment when the kids was younger. I thought I was neglecting them. Yeah, I delayed the process of me going into treatment, so I waited till my kids was older. So I put my kids through a lot. So there was damage done there.
Eventually, Edie sought help from Tig Lynn. And after successfully completing treatment there 6 years ago, she joined the team and now carries out assessments of other women in addiction.
Mothers in addiction, it's increasing now. It's really increasing. There's even lots of obstacles that get in mothers' ways. Housing, fear of losing the house. Who's going to take their children? Fear that the kids won't forgive them. Fear of them being labelled as an unfit mother. That's every mother's worst nightmare. Even fear of being judged by professionals. That delays women from going into treatment. And when it delays them going into treatment, their addiction gets worse, worse and worse.
You know, when mothers in particular would come to see me and I'm offering the possibility of them coming into hospital for 28 days to take part in a rehab program, I would get a look, which would be like, are you serious?
Dr. Colin O'Gara is head of addiction services at St. John of God Hospital in Dublin.
50% of the people we would see here are women. We have mothers, I would say in the vast, you know, so many of the cases that we see from the female population and mothers at different stages. So it would be young mothers, mothers with older kids, and then grandparents.
Along with impacting pathways to treatment, Colin says modern motherhood may exacerbate substance abuse too.
Working closely with mothers of young kids in particular, it's an incredibly stressful job. It's an incredibly isolating situation, and it can be, I think the origins of Wine O'Clock probably are split between, you know, women who are going out working in the workplace and then coming home to all kinds of pressures, but also women who are at home in the home place working a difficult job in the home and then having the pressure valve release in the evening at some stage. Such monotony with both, you know, certain jobs, but also the home life that the Wine O'Clock scenario really presents. A very, very attractive pressure valve for a lot of people. I mean, I do think pressures have increased, and I think a lot of that has been come through these unrealistic expectations on social media, and no doubt around women, new mothers, and, you know, the expectations of what you're supposed to be doing. And this is what we see, is that it would start with a glass of, you know, of wine or two in the evening, gradually escalating to a bottle, more so at weekends, and then it you know, becoming a daily thing. We see that every day of the week here in our clinic.
It really affected me so bad, trying to even get up for the school run, trying to get dinner. And my youngest, he's autistic. It was really, really hard.
Danielle in Ashley House knows all about the pressures of motherhood.
Do you know, and especially trying to meet my youngest, Harvey, especially trying to meet his needs with additional needs. Like, it was just so, like, and I think that's why I actually fell more in addiction, because trying to, with me anyways, it would be more a coping skill. For me, that's why I would have used drugs all the time, was to cope. By using drugs, that was the only way I could cope. And I just couldn't find a way out. I couldn't find a way out. I thought I'd never get recovery.
I have never, ever met a woman that said, I want to be a bad mother. Ever. And yet they're treated like bad mothers. When actually all what they needed was support.
Anita Harrison again.
4 out of 5 women to enter Ashley House have either one or both their parents are in addiction themselves. Mm-hmm. So the cycle, it's intergenerational. We have women that come in here that are third generation. Their grandmothers had addictions. Their mother or father or both had addictions, and they have.
Do you see Cool Mine and Ashley House specifically as a circuit breaker on that continuing into the next generation, the children that are here?
Absolutely, because as I said, we work with both the parent and their child, and stopping that separation. You know, it hasn't worked, it doesn't work, it hasn't worked for many, many years. Take a child and remove them when there's a problem in the family. We're doing that years. Many of the women here were them children in care. It didn't work for them. All it has done is disrupted attachments, and they don't attach to anybody. So, and then we expect them to be able to attach to their children. So that's a lot of the time where the big problem is. So where we see how Ashley House stop breaking the attachment, keep the child with them and help them to work through it. So we need more of them. One of these should be in every county to make it normal. To start, it's health. Addiction needs to be treated as any other health condition. You know, if somebody from any other county in Ireland had a different health condition that they needed support with, they could find it in the county that they're from. So yeah, the more that these do become visible, we can start addressing early intervention, not waiting until it gets to a stage where it has significant consequence and damage to both the woman and their children.
For Danielle and her kids, there's lots to look forward to in life after Ashley House.
Having my happy home with my kids there with me. Like, I'm only 32. I have my whole life ahead of me, and so is my kids. My eldest, he's 12. My youngest, he's 5. I'm really looking forward to that now. It's been a long little journey, but it has been. And I'm really, really grateful. And if there's anybody out there that wants treatment, that has kids and think there's no way out because you have kids, there is a way out. Mm. Ashley House is, by me anyways, it's the best place.
Sarah Madden reporting there. If any of those issues affected you or someone in your family, the HSE Drugs and Alcohol Helpline provides confidential support, information and referrals to services that could be very important. You can contact them by free phone 1-800-459-459. That's 1-800-459-459. Up next with
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.